Watching for the signs of what your submissive really wants, that's the real skill. You will learn that skill, you'll embed that skill, you'll take that skill and play it over you. And when it plays through your consciousness, it plays through theirs as well. Your confidence makes another feel thrills, chills, shivers. You can visit a chilling, shivering pleasure on another person just by being sure of yourself. And inside your head, there is that vision of you leading, you grasping, gasping, controlling, more turned on than you've ever imagined being, just because someone else is pliably moving against your hand, moving to your song, letting you set the beat, letting you set the steps, letting you set the movement. Dominance and control lasts. Even after the session is done, if someone really wants it, it's okay now and then to lean in and let a purring growl escape your mouth into their ear. See it now in your mind's eye, the vision of you controlling, fantastic fantasy and desire, feeling someone's warm body arch against you. Your mind is shaping and forming this vision. Your hands are sculpting the clay of possibility, and you are feeling it. You twitch with it. You want it. You need it. You learn it. You learn everything that's going to happen right here, because you, under my influence, are twitching away with the anticipation of what you will make another twitch to, what you will put into someone's head, and they, feeling the knowledge of your dominant desire, they will know that you should lead, that you have ideas, or that you will learn ideas, whatever occurs to you in the moment where they let you guide, you will do, because that's a kind of honesty and trust and connection. It keeps you looking for what will make them feel the perfection of pleasure and submission, where their world fades away and your world takes precedence and the two of you exist in the same world, you guiding, you informing, you controlling, you leading the dance, and they being led along the steps, loving it. You watch their face, watch their movements, watch for anything that shows that you and they together are in this moment, this pleasure, this leading, this training, draining, constant need. And there is a need inside of you when someone submits, when you are given the chance to lead. You need to practice, you need to train, you need to find in their brain the switch that will make them tick and dance and melt to your song, your desire to give someone reason to want to serve.